Audio Gravity, 2nd of October 2009. First link today is over on thinkbroadband.com. Fresh off the press today. O2 to trial LTE, next generation mobile broadband. Sounds awesome, but I actually can't get O2 in certain places in and around where I live. So LTE is this new communication protocol, very similar to a 3G standard, apart from one massive difference. When it's a live service, they expect to be able to peak speeds of 340 meg. To put that in perspective, it's nearly 50 times faster than the 7.2 meg mobile broadband that is currently available in the UK. Although Vodafone, I think, have started to look at supporting 14.4 meg. A few bits on this. LTE is only a 3G technology. Is, however, only a 3G technology. It doesn't meet the ITU requirement for 4G, which includes peak data rates of 1 gigabyte. And as such, work is already underway for its 4G replacement, LTE Advanced. Regardless of which one of these comes out, the faster mobile broadband is, the more the ability for people, mobile users, which you know must be outnumber people using a computer at home, desktop, laptops, the rollout of that kind of network over the country is probably going to be the fastest way to market to get more people on board. I think we desperately need the higher speeds of connectivity to be able to take businesses more than anything, local businesses out there into the world and actually start pushing stuff at people's mobile phones that they want to see. You know, they may have particular brands or foods or places that they like, but we need to start having to push that kind of data out, you know, updates to do with special offers and things like that. And you're only going to be able to do that if you have a decent network behind it. Next link today is over on informationisbeautiful.net. It's a website for a guy's made a book called The Visual Miscellium, a colourful guide to the world's most consequential trivia. It's a beautiful looking book by David McCandless. Candless, yes, correct. And it's by Collins Design, and it's an absolutely splendid, beautiful looking book. I'd love to get a copy of this. I'm going to stick it on my Amazon wish list. And it, basically what it is, ideas, issues, knowledge, all that sort of stuff, that he's put this book together and he's visualized it in a more visual way that people can understand better than having to trawl through tons and tons of textual stuff. Go check that out. Informationisbeautiful.net. Next link. This is quite serious, actually. I don't know how what to think about this on USA Today. Chemical found in air outside 15 schools. Outside 15 schools in 8 states, government regulators have found elevated levels of a substance that in a more potent form was also used as a chemical weapon during World War I. The monitoring is part of a 2.25 million program that began in response to USA Today investigation that identified hundreds of schools where chemicals from nearby industries appeared to saturate the air. The preliminary results are meant to help determine only whether students face any immediate dangers from toxic chemicals. I mean, this would freak me out. Outside of 15 schools, why is it all of a sudden outside of 15 schools? In 8 different states, which is more of a concern. At the 15 schools in Alabama, California, Kentucky, Michigan, Mississippi, New York, Ohio, and South Carolina, regulators found average acrolein levels at least 100 times higher than what the government considers safe for long-term exposure. Freaky stuff. If I had a kid in that school, I would be freaking out. Next link today is a profile, actually, over on Vimeo that I really, really like. They've got 35 videos up there now. There's a lot of stuff from South by Southwest in 2008 and also a big chunk of videos from 2009. They're a crew collective, video artist called digforfire.tv, and they're based out of Brooklyn, New York. Inspired by incredible music and desired to create a new standard in its documentation a year ago, they decided to put their artists we loved at the forefront of our music film ideas, and what you'll find is a growing archive of this process. I have to say, one of the better profiles that I've seen on Vimeo for a while in terms of music, and they've got some great stuff, definitely worth subscribing to. Next link today is over on Mozilla Labs. They have this new little web technology for the browser called Jetpack. It's a newly formed experiment in using open web technology to enhance the browser with the goal of allowing anyone who can build a website to participate in making the web a better place to work, communicate, and play. In short, Jetpack is an API for allowing you to write Firefox add-ons using the web technologies you already know. Now, I've briefly scanned over this. I've not really looked into anything more because they've got a whole suite of things that are coming out. And some of them cross over into other things. They've got like Weave, they've got B-Spin, Ubiquiti, Personas, Prism. There's just so many different little add-ons and stuff you can get from Mozilla Labs. Big shout out to Mozilla, though. They're doing some really nice graphic work in terms of very, very simplistic sites for their projects that I really, really like. Finally today, over on designinfluences.com, they have a fluid 960-pixel grid system layout, 12-column. This is the new CSS grid system that I've been using on most of my designs over the last 2 or 3 months. It's a very, very simplistic way of working in terms of you can put things into columns and grids and make sure that everything aligns up. And it just makes making stuff a lot more easier because you can visibly see how it's all hanging together on the page. I prefer to work within the columns anyway. I don't necessarily always stick to it, but I always stick to making sure that they all add up across the page. And this one is a fluid one as well, which makes it even better. So if you're into CSS and you're looking for some way to better manage your designs in CSS, grab the template, bring it into Photoshop or whatever you use for designing, and give it a shot. That's it for today. Speak to you later. Bye.